A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Dark Nest 2, The Unseen Queen, by Troy Denning. Read for you by Jonathan Davis. Wodabah. The last time Han Solo had been here, the planet had had no name. The air had been thick and boggy, and there had been a ribbon of muddy water purling through the marsh grass, bending lazily toward the dark wall of a nearby conifer forest. A jagged mountain had loomed in the distance, its pale summit gleaming against the wispy red veil of a nebular sky. Now the air was filled with the aroma of sweet ambrosia and slow-roasted Nerf ribs, and the only water in sight was rippling down the face of an artificial waterfall. The conifer forest had been cut, stripped, and driven into the marsh to serve as log pilings beneath the iridescent tunnel houses of the Saras Nest. Even the mountain looked different, seeming to float above the city on a cushion of kiln steam, its icy peak almost scraping the pale-veined belly of the Utugetu Nebula.
"Interesting what the bugs have done to the place," Han said.
He was standing in the door of the glimmering hangar, where they had berthed the Falcon, looking out on the nest along with Leia, Saba Sebatine, the Skywalkers, and C-3PO and R2-D2.
"Not so creepy after all."
"Don't call them bugs, Han," Leia reminded him. "Insulting your hosts is never a good way to start a visit."
"Right. We wouldn't want to insult them," Han said.
"Not for a little thing like harboring pirates and running black membrosia." He crossed a spin-glass bridge and stopped at the edge of a meandering ribbon of street. The silver lane was packed with chest-high killiks, hauling rough lumber, quarried moiré stone, casks of blue water. Here and there, bleary-eyed spacers, human and otherwise, were staggering back to their ships at the sore end of a membrosia binge. On the balconies overhanging the tunnel house entrances glittered up joiners, beings who had spent too much time among killiks and been absorbed into the nest's collective mind, were smiling and dancing to the soft trill of spinning wind horns. The only incongruous sight was in the marshy 2-meter gap that served as the gutter between the hangar and the street. A lone insect lay face down in the muck, its orange thorax and white-striped abdomen half covered in some sort of dull gray froth. "Raynar must know we've arrived," Luke said. He was still on the bridge behind Han. "Any sign of a guide?" The bug in the gutter lifted itself on its arms and began to drum its thorax.
"Sorry, don't understand a throb,"